It is an undisputed fact right now that Donald Trump is covering up his dark and sick past behavior. And there's a major development this week that's also explaining why Donald Trump likely directed Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche's number one and number two at the DOJ to say that the Epstein list doesn't exist and to shut down the investigation and to shut down the efforts to release the Epstein files. And that is the United States Supreme Court is getting ready to hear the final appeal opportunity by one of Donald Trump's former best friends, Ghislaine Maxwell, who sex trafficked for Jeffrey Epstein. She was convicted in connection with the trafficking and basically put in jail or prison for the rest of her life. She's appealing that conviction and that prison sentence, and now it's going all the way up to the Supreme Court. And according to the Daily Mail and other sources, she says that she's got the list, she's got the files, she wants to drop names, and she's willing and able and ready to do it, depending on if a deal can be worked out with the Trump regime and the Trump DOJ. So we need to follow what's going on in the Ghislaine Maxwell criminal appeal all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. This is the headline right now from the Daily Mail. This is their exclusive. Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice Ghislaine Maxwell is ready to reveal the truth of the pedophile client list, says insiders. So why are Republicans blocking her? Adam Cochran explains it as thus. Well, there you go. Maxwell is appealing to the Supreme Court. Sources who have spoke on her behalf to news outlets in the past say she's ready to share the Epstein list in exchange for a non-prosecution deal. She's signaling to Trump she's ready to talk. And if the Supreme Court appeal doesn't go her way, she'll release the trial unless something is worked out. This is likely why he is suddenly so desperate to bury the list. If the list is, quote, fake or doesn't exist, then Maxwell's trial was on false grounds and false pretext, and she'd be eligible for a retrial where a lot of evidence was thrown out. There is a genuine chance that she now may be able to walk as a result of Donald Trump saying that the Epstein list doesn't exist and that there are no Epstein files. Let me break that down so you understand it. So at first, Donald Trump's Department of Justice, it was actually Donald Trump's criminal defense lawyer, Todd Blanche, who became the number two, the deputy attorney general. He works directly under the attorney general, Pam Bondi, and they released that memo, which he said they released with Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, the FBI director and deputy FBI director, respectfully saying that there is no Epstein list, there are no Epstein files, and the FBI shutting down all of its investigative work. So then the MAGA people were freaking out and they were pissed off. They were saying, why'd you bring the MAGA influencers to hold up phase one Epstein list binders? Why'd you say you had the Epstein list on your desk, Pam Bondi? Why have all of these MAGA influencers been grifting off of the release of the Epstein files? And now you're saying it doesn't even exist. So were you lying about a list to cover up for pedos and for sex traffickers? I mean, that's what you were doing. Or does this list exist and Trump is covering it up because he's on the list? We all know that Donald Trump is deeply connected to Jeffrey Epstein. I've done numerous videos on that, right? But then on Saturday, Donald Trump does that post where Trump says the files do exist. Remember? He says they do exist, but it is a Democratic hoax, he says. And Obama and Hillary Clinton and James Comey and others created the files as part of a massive hoax to hurt Donald Trump and to hurt Republicans. Now, the MAGA Republicans weren't buying that, but I just want you to put yourself in the shoes now of Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, she's been convicted in a trial where all of this evidence was introduced about her aiding and abetting Epstein's conduct and that there was a list and that they were involved in all of these things together and involved in sex trafficking together. And by the way, a lot of what went down at Mar-a-Lago. More on that in a moment. So now one of the arguments that she'll be able to make, and she'll go, the president of the United States is now saying that the Epstein situation is a hoax, that it isn't real, that it was made up by Democrats, by Obama and Clinton, and that none of this is real. And so she'll say, if the president of the United States is making public statements that none of this is real, I should have been able to introduce that at my criminal trial. I wasn't. I deserve a retrial. So is Donald Trump, do you make the connection now? By saying that, could Donald Trump be helping Ghislaine get the retrial? And that will silence her from releasing the list if the United States Supreme Court does not grant her her appeal to reevaluate her sentencing or to overturn her conviction. You see how that works? And I mean, it's a horrific thing that Donald Trump's post may now allow Ghislaine Maxwell to get a retrial. What it also is allowing, not may, but is that you have Prince Andrew, who was previously basically banned from coming to the United States. Andrew's now able to head to the United States. He's one of the people on the list that Donald Trump claims doesn't exist. He was one of the people with Ghislaine Maxwell. He was being investigated in his connections with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. And now he's out and about partying. He's like, woohoo, I'm going to go to the United States now. I can go wherever because Trump and the FBI just did me a solid. I am free. No longer have to worry about any of this. I have a basic question. You know, Donald Trump is Doe 174 in connection with a lot of these civil cases against Epstein. He's numbered Doe 174. So if there's Doe 174, wouldn't there be 173 and 175 and 1, 2, 3, 4? So wouldn't that be a list of people? I mean, just right then and there. And I've done this analysis over and over again, but for those just watching for the first time, let me just do it super quickly. About 10% of all of the Epstein files have been released. There's about 90% that hasn't, because there have been civil and criminal cases where the judge has released some things. From that 10%, I would say if you run it through ChatGPT and say, what's the name of someone who's on that, on those documents more than anybody else, you'd probably get the answer of Donald Trump. Why? In 2002, Donald Trump said Epstein's a great guy. He likes women on the younger side. Virginia Giuffre, who an underage girl who since recently died by suicide. She was underage at the time. She was trafficked from Mar-a-Lago. You had Ghislaine Maxwell, the sex trafficker for Epstein, went to Mar-a-Lago. Virginia Giuffre was working underage at Mar-a-Lago. And then Ghislaine Maxwell found her, brought her to Epstein, and she was sex trafficked. Here's what Virginia Giuffre had to say about being sex trafficked by Ghislaine. Here, play this clip.
Virginia Roberts was working in the spa at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club in Palm Beach when British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell introduced her to multimillionaire Jeffrey Epstein.
The training started immediately. I mean, it was everything down to how to give a blowjob, how to be quiet, be subservient, give Jeffrey what he wants. A lot of this training came from Ghislaine herself. And being a woman, it kind of surprises you that a woman could actually let stuff like that happen, but not only let it happen, but to groom you into doing it. And then there's Jeffrey, who's telling you, I want it this way. No, go slower and don't do that and do this.
How much time, money, and energy have you spent on health, wellness, and beauty products to look and feel younger and healthier? If you're like me, probably too much. Now, I'm so excited to share with you guys C15 from Fatty 15, the first emerging essential fatty acid to be discovered in more than 90 years. Now, it's an incredible scientific breakthrough to support our long-term health and wellness, and you guessed it, healthy aging. Fatty 15 co-founder Dr. Stephanie Van Watson, she discovered the benefits of C15 while working with the U.S. Navy to continually improve the health and welfare of aging dolphins. Now, based on over 100 studies, we now know that C15 strengthens our cells and is a key to healthy aging nutrient, which helps to slow biological aging at the cellular level. Now, in fact, when our cells don't have enough C15, they become fragile and age faster. And when our cells age, our bodies age too. So Fatty 15 is a science-backed, award-winning, patent 100% pure C15 supplement. It's vegan-friendly, free of flavors, allergens, or preservatives. Fatty 15 has 3 times more cellular benefits than omega-3s or fish oil. I love Fatty 15. I've personally seen the benefits. Definitely check this stuff out. Best of all, Fatty 15 comes in a gorgeous reusable glass bamboo jar and refills are shipped right to your door. Now, Fatty 15 is on a mission to optimize your C15 levels to help support your long-term health and wellness, now, especially as you age. You can get an additional 15% off their 90-day subscription starter kit by going to fatty15.com/Midas and using code Midas at checkout.
Now, Donald Trump is on Epstein's flight logs. And again, only a small portion have been produced, about 7 times. He's all over the Epstein depositions from victims of Epstein who had been sex trafficked by him. They said, look, we're going to the Trump Atlantic City and Epstein's calling Trump. At Ghislaine Maxwell's criminal trial, now a woman, but at the time, an underage girl who was a Jane Doe. But when she was 14 years old, she said that Epstein and Ghislaine introduced her to Donald Trump. In 2024, Donald Trump used Epstein's jet for the 2024 Trump campaign. They just wrapped it in Trump 2024 letters. I can go on and on here. But here was Donald Trump at Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking case saying that he wishes her well when he was asked, what do you want to say to her? Here, play this clip.
Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison, and so a lot of people want to know if she's going to turn in powerful people. And I know you've talked in the past about Prince Andrew, and you've criticized Bill Clinton's behavior. I'm wondering, do you feel that she's going to turn in powerful men? How do you see that working out?
I don't know. I haven't really been following it too much. I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, and I guess they lived in Palm Beach. But I wish her well. Whatever it is, I don't know the situation with Prince Andrew. Just don't know. Not aware of it.
So then when he was asked by Axios, why'd you wish her well? I mean, she's a sex trafficker. Why wouldn't you wish her bad? I mean, why would you wish sex traffickers well? Here, play this clip.
Mr. President, the other day a reporter asked you about Ghislaine Maxwell. You said, quote, I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, but I wish her well, whatever it is. Mr. President, Ghislaine Maxwell has been arrested on allegations of child sex trafficking. Why would you wish such a person well?
First of all, I don't know that, but I do know that.
She has. She's been arrested for that.
Her
you know that.
Friend or boyfriend,
Epstein,
was either killed or committed suicide in jail. She's now in jail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wish her well. I'd wish you well. I'd wish a lot of people well. Good luck. Let them prove somebody was guilty. I mean, you're saying
you hope she doesn't die in jail. Is that what you mean by wish her well?
Her boyfriend died in jail, and people are still trying to figure out, how did it happen? Was it suicide? Was he killed? And I do wish her well. I'm not looking for anything bad for her. I'm not looking bad for anybody. And they took that and
made
it
such
a big deal. But all it is her boyfriend died. He died in jail. Was he killed? Was it suicide? I do. I wish her well.
Yeah, that was another massive red flag right there. And by the way, Donald Trump's biographer, who was also going to be Epstein's biographer, but he never ended up writing the biography for Epstein, Michael Wolff, he recently sat down and did an interview, and he said, I've seen the photos with Trump and Epstein with the naked girls. I mean, he said he's seen them. Here, play this clip.
I know that these pictures exist, and I can describe them. There are about a dozen of them. The ones I specifically remember is two of them with topless girls of an uncertain age sitting on Trump's lap. And then Trump standing there with a stain on the front of his pants and three or four girls kind of bent over in laughter. They're topless too, pointing at Trump's pants.
And then we had Michael Wolff on the Midas Touch, and he said, when I was interviewing Trump, I was specifically told you could basically talk to him about anything, but you can't talk to him about Epstein. If you talk to him about Epstein, he's not going to answer the questions. Here, play this clip.
No, and I think the thing you have to return to here is, Donald Trump has gotten away with literally everything. And it turns out to be one of his greatest gifts. And what is that? Because of it's the incredible advantage of utter shamelessness, or I remember Steve Bannon said to me once that if the famous P tapes were ever found, Trump would just say, that's not me. And it wouldn't matter if it looked like Donald Trump, if he walked like Donald Trump, it wouldn't matter. He would just deny it. And somehow, again, hiding in plain sight, this long relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, and Trump has just waved it away, swept it under the rug, ignored it, and gotten away with it. Does that change? I probably not, but maybe.
You know, he is a master of distraction to distract people from all the problems he's created. And at the same time, he is distracted by this one question of maybe others, but this one for sure of Jeffrey.
You know, I think it's a difficult question for him. I know once when I was, this was in Mar-a-Lago, I went to have a sit down with him. And his aides just asked me, a rough outline of what I wanted to talk about. And I had a lot of subjects, but I also said Epstein, and they said, if you ask about that, he'll just stop the interview and you won't get anything. So this person said, I recommend you can ask about anything, but I really recommend you not ask that if you hope to, for this interview to go on.
And of course, we also learned that during his first term, Donald Trump was considering pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell. And by the way, it's not just Trump. Others in his administration have ties to Epstein as well. RFK Jr., here's what he had to say. Here, play this clip.
You weren't ever on Jeffrey Epstein's jet, were you?
I was on Jeffrey Epstein's jet two times. I was on it in 1993, and I was on it in... And I went to Florida with my wife and two children to visit my mom over Easter. My wife had some kind of relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell, and they offered us a ride to Palm Beach. So I went then, and then on another occasion, I flew again with my family, with I think four of my children, and Mary, my wife, to Rapid City, South Dakota, to go fossil hunting for a weekend. And but otherwise, I was never on his jet alone. I've been very open about this from the beginning. This was in '93, so it was 30 years ago. It was before anybody knew about Jeffrey Epstein's, his nefarious issues. And I agree with you that all of this information should be released. And we should get real answers on what happened to Jeffrey Epstein and any of the high level political people that he was involved with. All of that should be open to the public. It should be absolutely transparent. And, I don't see why any of those records would have any redactions in them. Why would we be hiding that from the American public?
Well, so this is a big development now, because the Supreme Court has the opportunity to hear Ghislaine Maxwell's case. We'll see what they do. That's going to be decided soon. Is she then, regardless of what the outcome is before the Supreme Court, does she now go and say, hey, I need a retrial? The president of the United States says that my entire case was a hoax and isn't real, and I got an unfair trial, because listen to what he has to say. I wonder if she goes in that direction, and does she now hold the list over his head, and Donald Trump effectively, subservient, is going to whatever she wants to do, basically. So we will see. I'll keep you posted every step of the way. Subverting his and the national interest in favor of someone who was convicted of sex trafficking. And then what about all of the victims out there? Anyway, hit subscribe. Let's get to 6 million subscribers.
New Midas merch drop. Check out the latest pro-democracy sticker packs, t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and more. All at store.midastouch.com.